Number 69 is spying in Hadkul Awrah. That what we call the justice problem. Hadkul Awrah. Man jassa ala al Muslimin wa dalla ala awratihim. That person who spies on others and tries to find out bad things about others, and then they open it up in front of everyone else. Like they try to sneak in, find out something bad about the person, something embarrassing, and then open it up to everyone. This is like the opposite to the way the Sahaba used to be. Like the opposite. One time the Sahaba were sitting, one person passed wind. In an Arabic culture, at that time, it was like death if someone does that. It was like the most embarrassing thing. And it's going to be time for Salah. So the person who got up, I mean, everyone smelt it. Everyone heard it. So now he's going to have to get up and make wudu. So one of the Sahabi, he, it was obvious that one of them had done it. So he didn't say, oh, who did it? Or didn't like try to look the other way. They said, you know what? Let's all get up and renew our wudu. They used to try to cover up for each other so that no one is embarrassed. Right? That no one feels down or left out. And many times in our circles, we're trying to put the other person down so that we feel better about ourselves. So many times, a person just makes a comment to another person because, understand, when I see one person putting another person down, all that tells me about that person is insecure about themselves. If you have to blow someone else's candle out to make yourself feel that your candle is burning brighter, there's a problem with your candle, not the other person. A person who's confident, a person who knows who they're beautiful, a person who's comfortable with themselves, they don't feel that they need to play all these like silly things. It's people who have low self-esteem, who don't feel good about themselves, and then they see someone else that they have, they're trying to quote-unquote level the playing field. So then like they see the other person and they come to masjid with a brand new BMW. And they say, oh, you know, BMWs, they're okay cars, right? They're not okay cars. They're the ultimate driving machine. Right? You know, one thing I really don't like about Mercedes, you know, that thing on the grill. Right? And then inside, like, you open up their notebooks and they have all these Mercedes signs. Like, they've just been dreaming about it. It's ajeeb because, you know, they just try to find some type of deficiency to make themselves feel better about it themselves. And one of the ways they do it is by spying. So, min hadithi hadr min abi sa'laba wa anna umar أراد قتله بما فعل فأمنعه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قتله لكونه شهد بدرا إذا تردب على جسه وهنا على الإسلام وأهله وقتل أو سبي أو نهيب أو شيء من ذلك.
Included in this hadith of Hatib ibn Abi Tha'laba, this is a typo here. He's the one who sent the secret letter telling the Muslim military plans to his relatives in Mecca. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he wanted to kill him for what he had done. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped Umar radiallahu ta'ala and saying that, you know, Hatib is the person he had fought and he is Badri. See, the Badri Sahaba had a special status. You were Badri, that was a badge of honor. Right? You don't mess with the Badri. It's like, you know, you're fine. You can even make mistakes, but you're Badri. It's okay. So, if someone's spying means undermining Islam or its people or killing of captives or plundering of Muslims or anything like this, then he's one of those people who strive for corruption in the land. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. So this is considered another, you know, major sin. And then the last one that they mention I wanted to mention a couple of points. So why is it so bad to spy? And to reveal that to other people? In the same way that you're a husband and say your family was changing, right? Your spouse was changing and there was a peeping Tom trying to look through the window. How would you feel? It infuriates you. Because how dare you look at my wife, right? Or your daughter. How dare? Right. I mean, I remember when I first got married, we were at the store and there was some like Hispanic person, like my wife came later and she met me in the store and she said those guys were trying to hit on her. I was like, where are they?
right? Where are they? I was like, you know, like, how dare you even look at my wife? You know, it's like, what are you thinking? It infuriates you in the same way that infuriates us that someone look at his daughter in a right wrong way or look at our wife in the wrong way. It infuriates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that someone looks at our faults in the wrong way. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must love us? And it's our faults. It's not that, you know, like, it's something that we did against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. The disobedience was against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us inside, he says, don't look. That's between me and him. You don't look. That's between me and him. You don't look. Now, the practical aspects to save ourselves from the sin is, number one, we should mind our own business. Number two, don't read other people's texts. Don't read other people's emails. And be careful about pop-ups on other people's phones. You know, because sometimes it's the wife who's texting the husband. She might say something and you just look down. The message wasn't for you. It was for the husband. And you see something that you shouldn't have seen. Number two, don't suspect. Well, of course they must have been doing such and such. It's like Isa alayhi salam who saw the person stealing. And the person says, wallahi, I wasn't stealing. Basically, he said, I swear by Allah, I was not stealing. He saw it with his own eyes. He said, كَذَّبْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَمَنْتُ بِمَا وَأَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. He said, I falsify or disbelieve in my eyes and I believe in Allah. If you said it, then fine. You just let him go. And the last thing is that if you find out, keep it in your stomach. Right? Bait mein rakho. No, like, logon pet mein chalta hai. I need to tell everyone else the juicy news, taza khabar. It's like, how do I, it's like CNN has an outlet in each one of us. That you want to go and, like, some, you find out something. Oh, did you find about X, Y, and Z? And you're just waiting. And people who at least are careful about this, because this desire to tell someone, the shahwa, it's just another type of shahwa. It's so strong, sometimes they do it indirectly. They say, oh, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, what has happened to the Muslims these days? You know, that even people who are ulama, sometimes they can even go to bars. The wife's like, what do you mean? Like, we can't take people's names. Then the wife is curious now. Right? Shaitan's working on her. She says, but you know, we need to save the other people in the community. If there's something wrong, you know, you should tell me. So then, you know, one step, one step, one step, and before you know it, you're still sitting there making ghibah. He did the haram by drinking, you did the haram by ghibah, right? Or spying. And then they said, where did you hear this from? Well, I heard it from a first-hand source. Oh, that person's not reliable. But you know what? If this is a big danger, let's find out for ourselves. So then they're sitting and lying in wait, you know, feeling that they're the champions of the community. Ajib, right? Ajib.